Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing feels better than to know you, and nothing's more important than to show you that nothing comes close to what the vibe is. Nothing's more exciting than the time spent with you. No one but you can love me true. How you tell me when you love me and you tell me everything is gonna be alright. Yeah, and you mean the world to me. You are my everything, and I never ever wanna know what it's like without you.
know it's the God in me. Hallelujah. Don't look at the outward. Know what's going on the end. But welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly are happy to have each and every one of you all on this thankful Thursday. And it's just so much to rejoice about. I just love the fact that, you know, the scripture teaches us that in 1 Thessalonians 5, I like 18, but when I think about 16, it says rejoice evermore. Man, you ought to be happy about where God has brought you from. And then he said pray without ceasing. Well, why are you doing that? Because in everything, you want to give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. See, God's will is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to ask, let's go here. We're going to see, we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer. Hallelujah. And on this thankful Thursday, and we're just here to be thankful for everything. And also, I'm asking Pastor to make sure that she gives out the new number for the Word at Noon for next week.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. And before we go into prayer, I'd like to give this number, our new number, which is going to be 216-799-0090. That's 216-799-0090. Access code 680-1309. Again, 680-1309. Amen. Praise God. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And I want to read it from the Message Bible. So it starts off, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't stress. Doesn't have a swell head. Doesn't force itself on others. Isn't always me first. Doesn't fly off the handle. Doesn't keep score of sins of others. Doesn't revile when others grovel. Doesn't take pleasure in the... Love takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you for your word, thanking you for Thankful Thursday, thanking you, Father God, for this broadcast, thanking you for the listeners and all those who participate and those who listen by internet. We thanking you, Father God, for all things, that this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. And Lord, we standing on your word today. We just going to let you, Father God, minister to our spirit, minister to us, that we are able to meditate on this word, that we're able to share this word, that testimonies will go forth, healings will go forth, deliverance will take place, and we're trusting in you, Father God, for you say you will supply all of our needs according to your riches in heaven. And Father God, we're trusting in you, Father God. Lord, we ask that you bless all those that are sick and shut in. Be with those that are bereaved. Be with those that ask us to keep them in prayer, for you know what they're going through. You know what they're experiencing, Father God. But Lord, we know you are in control, Father God. And we just want to stand on the word, for your word says to trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And so we want to just stand on the word of God and trust you for all things. Lord, we give you praise this day and every day. We thank you again, Father God, for Thankful Thursday. Now, Lord, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Hallelujah. Well, brothers and sisters, we're going to open it up with Thankful Thursday. I know we all got a lot to be thankful for, but remember what that scripture said now. We're talking about if God's will, as far as being thankful is concerned, is God's will in Christ Jesus. So that's the part that I like, the fact that it's in Christ Jesus. And and now people say, oh, we're Jesus Christ. No, you got to hear this. You got to hear what your spirit man. If I understood that right, he said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. This will is in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen. Say that.
See, his will is sort of like, here's where's the will at. This is how you have to deal. It's in Christ. And if you're not in Christ, you're not dealing with this will. It's just like you got a will, and the only way you can execute the will, you got to have certain criteria with it, or a certain person, or a certain geographic location. To execute. Well, that's what he's saying here. If it ain't in Christ, you see, I mean, that's spiritual.
Yeah.
Then he turns around
and
says, quench not the spirit now. Don't quench the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a lot of people, they want to put it out.
Yeah.
Don't put the fire out. That's what
Tiffany
said for me the other day. Talking about putting the fire. Don't put the fire. Talk to me. I ain't trying to put the fire out, Pastor. He told me that. He said, I ain't trying to put the fire out. And then I go and read this scripture. I think it was in, I want to say it was in, was it the Messenger? Maybe in God's Word. But it said, don't put the fire. I said, that's exactly what Pastor said. She said she didn't want to interrupt because she didn't want to put the fire. And meanwhile, we'll give that number again out. Just in case you don't have, you didn't have a pencil or something to write, we'll give that number out again. Okay, brothers and sisters, just open up for anyone who wants to start us off with Thankful Thursday. What you thankful for? What scriptures in Christ Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. All
right. Well, until they, until someone wants to chime in, I'm thankful for the scriptures. I'm really thankful for, I was reading earlier in Corinthians and how Paul was making things plain. He was getting people corrected. You know, sometimes we stand in the need of being corrected. And I was reading that. So from 1 Corinthians 11 verses 1 through 10, where it was talking about, you know, Paul starts off, he said, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I deliver them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. that just stood out at me. I mean, it just made it so plain that to know that, you know, as we're teaching on tongues and the Holy Spirit, you know, Paul just let them know right there and letting us know as well that I would have you know, he said, that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. So there you have it, decent and in order. Everything is in order. And when we was talking about the tongues, it's letting us know, you know, it's okay to speak in tongues, but make sure it's in order. And we don't want to do anything out of order pertaining to God's word and helping believers come to Christ. We don't want them to be, you know, confused. And so I'm so thankful for the lessons that we're learning about the Holy Spirit, about speaking in tongues, and, you know, and how we are to conduct ourselves as followers of Christ. And, you know, and I even read, you know, earlier in that about the about the communion, about how they were doing. Mm-hmm. And it said some of the people were left, they were left hungry because of the others. You know, they brought their food in, and, you know, and they wine, and they overate, and they overdrank, and, you know, they did everything which was not pertaining to the Lord's Supper, or as we call it, communion. And so I like how all that was brought out. And so I just thank you, Pastor, because it made me have a different look and look deeper into the book of Corinthians and the lessons that Paul was, you know, getting over to the people. And so we have to be careful, too, that we don't get, you know, you know, feel like we, oh, we got it all, or we know it all, and, you know, and this is how it's going to be. No, we have to be open, and we have to have a willing spirit, because that's what God is looking for, a willing spirit, to get his word across to other people. So, you know, I'm just really thankful for the word at noon, and thankful for the listeners and those that, you know, those participating, put their input in, because they're so important. So thank you again, Pastor.
Give him that scripture again, Pastor. And 1 Corinthians 11, you want to give it to him again?
Oh, 1 Corinthians 11, and I read verses 1 through 3. Mm-hmm. I was going to go all the way down, but that third verse, 1 Corinthians 11 and 3, really... Then broke it down.
Thank you. Praise God. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all the listeners. Thank you for that selection and the beautiful prayer. And thank you for all that you're thankful for, Pastor. I am as well. In 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 6 in the King James, it reads as follows. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking of by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God, which worketh all in all. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, in Corinthians, there's a lot of knowledge and personal knowledge to gain from the writer and Paul. They, as he's telling us about everything specifically to the T, so that really there's no ambiguity, so we can get confused, because it's very clear about everything. Everything's precise and to the point. It says we have the same spirit, same faith, and we have one Lord. So there's nothing to be concerned about. We all know that we're supposed to be led by the Holy Ghost, and that's mm-hmm. the Spirit, and it's just one God, and that we're supposed to have faith through that one Spirit. And I'm thankful for 1 Corinthians 12, really, all the way through 10. I thought it was a lot to read too, but even on 13 it says, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body,
mm-hmm.
whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." So it just lets you know that we're all supposed to be one all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And here on the broadcast, sharing scriptures and learning from both of my pastors, it has proved to me time and time again that even though we're in different physical, geographical locations, that we all are working under one Spirit, because where Pastor Beasley leaves off, Pastor Bell picks up. And where Pastor Bell may leave off, I sometimes too, when I'm following mm-hmm. Spirit, can pick up. So I praise God, and I'm thankful for His mercy and His grace, allowing me to accept the Spirit where it's already been woven into my heart, and that it's clear enough for me to try and elaborate to give other people some kind of picture of what it is, or maybe the struggle that they may have had, because I too was struggling at a time, and just pray on a daily basis that it would clear up for them as it has for me. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. That's truly, truly a blessing too. As you were saying, how we're in different locations, but God's word still reaches us. You know, it kind of reminds me of a tree, how the roots go deep, and it reaches, you know, and entangles the other trees. I mean, it helps the other trees to grow. It would take a tree that is that's not growing properly. It's like it just, the roots just come together and make sure that other tree is also receiving the water and the nourishment that it needs to grow also. And it's the same way with the Word of God. When we're open to that. And I'm so thankful that I know you and also Evangelist Renee, how, you know, and I'm just using you two ladies because I hear from you a lot, and I can hear the growth. I can, you know, your conversation is different. If you go back and listen to some of our previous lessons, you can tell how much you have grown also. But since I hear you daily, or, you know, when you're on and when you respond, I'm thankful for your growth. We just give God the praise. I just can't say enough for how God is moving through this broadcast, and, you know, and through the lives of those that are on and want a closer relationship with the Lord. It, you know, I see it. I just thank God for you.
Anyone else? Anyone else? We lost Evangelist Renee. Well, there she is. She might want to have something to say. Anyone else like to have something to say on Thankful Thursday?
Yes, I'm
good.
Thankful.
Afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I want to thank the Lord.
for blessing me to see another day, keeping me from danger seen and unseen.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, every time I look down at my foot, I am truly thankful that I listen to God and not man. Because
yeah.
I would look down and I wouldn't see no foot if I listened to man.
Amen.
It's just man. God is good. You just got to have that faith. But I'm telling you, thank you, Jesus, for me having my faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And
amen.
I just thank him for all his blessings. I thank Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley, for giving me knowledge. I thank Pastor Beasley for teaching them tongues that open
mm-hmm.
up my eyes a lot. And I thank him. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Mm-hmm. Amen. I just want all you guys to know I love y'all. I thank you for the word that's in you guys. Every time I hear the word, I hear something different. Temporary meaning, I'm hearing the word grow in everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that God let me see on the other day, and even today, is that if you want to please God, you have to use faith, because without it, it's impossible. And remember, you're pleasing God. When you're
mm-hmm.
activating your faith, see it differently. Say, man, I'm pleasing
mm-hmm.
God. This is what pleases God. Some of you
mm-hmm.
all right now probably got mates. You got children. And you go through all kinds of stuff, jump hoops and stuff to make somebody happy. Please God, please him. Well, how
mm-hmm.
do that? Use your faith. Bible said that will please him. See, if you're really interested
yeah.
in pleasing God, you'll use the word of God. So that will please him. Faith. Faith
yeah.
is his word. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the
mm-hmm.
word of God. That will please
yeah.
God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, it's
yeah.
more than a testimony when you put the word forward and you acting on it. Like Evangelist Renee said that, you know, she pleased God. Now, in the midst of that,
mm-hmm.
she got pleased too. Because she still got a foot.
Mm-hmm.
She still got that foot.
Yeah.
And every
Amen.
Time she looked down at that foot, she think about how she used her faith. See? And
yeah.
she knew that pleases God. Not only did it help her to get healed and all that good stuff, but she pleased God.
Amen, amen.
You get a chance and you read Hebrews 11. These folks please God. How do they please?
Yeah.
Because they use their faith.
Amen.
Think about it. When you're using your faith or you're using the word of God, you're speaking that word. That's your faith. That's what the word
mm-hmm.
is. That's your substance. Remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for,
okay.
evidence of things not seen. So your substance
yeah.
is that word. That's your substance. That's what you're depending on.
Amen.
Somebody
amen.
Said, how you going to pay your rent? My check.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to pay that car note? My check. Because that's
All
your
right.
substance.
Yeah.
So, well, how you going to, my faith, because that's my substance. See, how you going to get healed?
Amen.
By the word. How you going to get delivered? By the word. Why?
Hallelujah.
That's my substance. That's your substance.
Hallelujah.
That's what
Amen.
You're relying on. That's what you're depending on. And I'm going to tell all you guys
yeah.
right now, and I charge you today, before heaven and earth, whatever you do, grab the scripture and stand on it.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
And you're going to do two things here. You're going to make God happy because you're going to please him, and you're going to get whatever you want done. That's if you're spiritual.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you're not spiritual, you may not even understand what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're spiritual, grab a scripture, stand on it, and watch God
yeah.
go to work for you.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
His word won't return unto him void, but it will accomplish what he sent it out to do.
Mm-hmm.
Get blessed
mm-hmm.
by it. Be blessed by it. Stay blessed by the word of God.
Amen.
I love you guys. Amen. Man, I love the fact that y'all get more into that word. Every time I look around, Evangelist Renee slanging scripture. Evangelist Sharon, she didn't start slanging scripture. She slang them all kind of ways. Just not one or two verses. She slang a whole chapter. So I just I just thank God for it. And and I'm so happy to know y'all are no longer on milk, but you're on meat now, and that's good.
Hallelujah.
Meat is for strong Christians. Y'all on meat. Y'all meat people now. Y'all meat people now. You out the bottle. So let me see you sucking that bottle no more. You off the bottle. You on meat. Stay on meat. Stay on the word of God.
Hallelujah.
I know Evangelist Renee is going to, because she always looking for a scripture to throw, especially if we got Christ Jesus in it. Stay on that meat. Leave them bottles alone. You're off the bottle. You're no longer nursing that anymore.
Hallelujah.
I love you.
Amen.
I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. So go ahead on and praise God. Ain't nothing you can do about it.